ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, man. I'm happy to be here.
Happy New Year.
I miss my weirdos.
I miss this. God, we're lucky.
You know what I don't miss?
Pens that don't work. Don't complain.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome, pal.
Hey, everyone. It's 6.05 p.m. You're listening to WFMU. And this program is called Shut Up Weirdo.
I'm very excited.
She's also named Michelle.
Oh, yeah, that's my name. It's Michelle.
I'm Frangry.
Woohoo! Who?
Frangry?
Oh, yeah. You.
Oh, your co-host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay! I can't believe we haven't been here in so long.
How am I drunk off of one beer?
You're a lightweight fool.
Yeah, but I'm having a good time.
Just a girl who wants to have a good time on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Our show's going to be awesome.
Oh, my God. I have a great plan for tonight's show.
We have a great plan.
Well, that's true, but you don't remember the rules, so I have to explain them. It's okay. It's complicated.
It's not. I remember the rules, just not the way we're going to do it tonight. I would like to thank Listener James.
Oh, how lovely.
Listener James sent me flowers. Listener James said, welcome back. And he said, here's to the best joke in the new year. So everyone's looking forward to that. You got a present, too.
I did. From Just Ted. He sent me what I think is... What do I call it?
A painting.
Is it a painting?
I think it's a print.
A print of an audio wave file. And at first we were all like, what does it mean? And then we put it up on the wall... And then Ken came in, and then I looked at it again, and I said, oh my God, it's me saying have a good one!
That's sort of how it happened.
That's pretty much how it happened. And I'm not 100% sure that that's what it says, but when I said that, Scott Williams said, absolutely that's what it is.
There was no note.
There was no note. There was no nothing.
I think the card fell out.
It was open, actually.
The box looked like it had been tampered with.
It was tampered with. That's true.
So we both got presents. That's
anyway,
awesome.
Anyway, thank you, Just Ten. That was... super sweet.
Thank you, Listener James.
Yeah, thanks, James. For my flowers, too.
He might have been the same person who wrote Michelle plus co-host on the card.
Probably. You know what I realized? It's not the headphones that suck, it's the jack. Because even my new headphones.
Really?
I only hear out of one ear.
So it must be the jack. Keep doing that.
Let's try this one.
How's that?
Much better.
Great.
All right, so we have a really fun topic tonight. It's more like a game, okay? Tonight we're going to play Would You Rather. So I have a plan on how I think it should work. Michelle, tell me if you have a better idea or if we should change something. Are you ready?
Ready.
So I think you and I should pose the first Would You Rather question.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know how to play this game, you say, would you rather, and then you can say either something like, I don't know, have a cat or have a dog. Or it could be something else. It could be anything. Really.
Have a cat.
Okay, I know, honey. So we're going to post the first would you rather, right? Caller number one will answer that would you rather and then pose a would you rather. Caller number two will then answer caller number one's would you rather and pose a would you rather. Obviously, in the meantime, you and I will be answering all of the would you rathers.
Right, because
we have to do something.
And it has to be about us.
Yeah, because it's not a radio show if it's not about us.
I have a question.
Go ahead, my love.
Will, you're so nice to me right now. It's confusing me.
This is like the best night of my life.
Does caller number one get to stay on the line and ask the question to caller number two? Or do we say goodbye to them? And then when caller number two answers, we say, would you rather this or that?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I guess we could let them talk to each other, or we could try and see how it goes.
It might be difficult, but maybe it will be interesting.
Should we try it?
And let's
just
try it.
And then if it's too
and
much,
then
we just
as soon
abandon.
As we get annoyed, we'll abandon
okay,
the idea.
there's another fatal flaw.
How do you win?
Exactly. How do you win?
The best would you rather question.
I guess.
Or the best would you... There wouldn't be a
well,
best
Well, there isn't
answer.
A best answer, so...
So, the best question.
Right. And then that challenges our listeners, right?
Yes.
All right, everyone. 201-209-9368. I suppose the first would you rather is obvious.
I don't like this one.
Should we do something? Do you want to pose it?
No, you pose it.
I mean, we could have thought about it a little more and come up with one, but we didn't.
Okay.
There's one other administrative note. You can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist link. Or you can call us at 201. Excuse me, I'm stuffy. I've been sick for like 3 weeks. 209-9368, would you rather, is tonight's topic. The first question... What?
Nothing.
Well, we haven't said it yet. The first question is, would you rather... Frangry or Michelle? Obviously. There is no right answer, guys.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't. But when you call and answer, if we answer your call, you have to have a would you rather question ready to post to the next caller. Can be anything, as long as it's clean and FCC safe. We have our first call. Are we ready?
Ready.
Shall we?
Let's.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah. Okay, I have a good would you rather.
Okay, but first you have to answer.
Oh, I didn't hear the question.
Can you talk louder?
Sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Would you rather Frangry or Michelle?
Wait, what are Michelle?
You don't listen to the show, do you?
Exactly. What?
Ouch! That hurts, Michelle. All right, we'll let you off the hook. What's your would you rather question?
Oh, okay.
Can you speak into the phone and louder, please? We're having trouble hearing you.
Okay, would you rather...
Are you
better
serious?
Meat, of course.
Okay.
Can you bite into something?
Hey, sister. Sister.
But they, like, regenerate.
Okay, I hung up because she wasn't listening and I couldn't understand anything she was saying. So let's start over. Would you rather 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I have a good question for you.
Let's hear it.
Would you rather slip and slide through a channel of stinging jellyfish or a channel of used veterinary lube?
Ew.
I know.
Jellyfish.
I play this game all the time with my friend at work, so we like to come up with really disgusting stuff.
What was it again?
Jellyfish?
Mm-hmm.
Stinging jellyfish.
Stinging
or used
jellyfish.
Veterinary lube.
What if you're allergic to jellyfish?
Well, then I guess you would choose
bad.
The used veterinary lube.
Then you'd smell so bad.
It's also disgusting.
The thing with the jellyfish is, like, after you get stung all over your body, then someone has to, like, pee all over you, right?
Yeah. But it could be, like, your husband.
Does that make it better?
All right, stay on the line. We're going to try to connect you with the next caller so that you can pose the question to them, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if I know how to do this. I don't know how to do this. Hi, you're on the radio. I hung up on her.
You have to push hard.
Hi, ladies.
Hi. So listen, this is what you have to answer. Would you rather slip and slide through a tunnel of stinging jellyfish or through a tunnel of used veterinary lube?
Ooh, I'm going with the lube.
Ew! What's wrong with you?
I think I'd go with the lube.
Okay, yeah, what's your question?
I don't want to get stung by jellyfish. And then when you get stung by a jellyfish, the only way to get the sting away is to have somebody pee on it. Gross.
Yeah, but right? Used veterinary lube?
Well, it's dogs and cats. Not as bad as a human. I don't know. It's weird.
I guess it seems cleaner somehow than a human.
It could be.
All right, what's your would you rather?
All right, so I just finished watching Shawshank Redemption.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I'm thinking, you know, would you rather pull an Andy Dufresne and... travel through 500 yards of raw sewage to freedom.
Right.
Or stay in jail and you're like the man. You're like, you know, the guy that everybody looks up to. You got protection in there. Nobody messes with you. The guards love you.
I think I'd travel through
freedom.
The poop into the freedom.
Yeah, I like the freedom too. But poop, I don't know.
That one was easy. I don't think anyone would choose being the man in prison over being free.
I don't know. It has its benefits. Especially if you're, you know, one of those
people
that, you know, is institutionalized anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's like big fish in a small pond.
True that. True that.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too.
We don't have any calls.
How's that possible?
I don't know. 201-209-9368. Would you rather? Let me see what's happening on the comments board here.
Nothing. Robin must have some good nothing. Would you rathers.
More nothing. Nothing. Robin says, we missed you, Michelle. Thanks. Okay. Wonderful.
New year, new you.
Would you rather lose an arm or a leg?
Leg.
Arm. Really?
I don't know.
I could still wear heels. These. I would lose an arm. I feel like legs are more important, but I don't really. I would lose my left arm. Would you rather eat pizza with Michelle in food bed or spoon with Frangry and pee on her back?
I'd rather eat pizza with myself.
I'd rather eat pizza with Michelle in food bed.
Would you rather?
Would you rather have Elton John as your mother or Ellen DeGeneres as your father? Ellen DeGeneres as your father. Which superpower would you rather have? Flight or X-ray?
Flight.
These are really easy.
Yeah, they need to be grosser.
We haven't argued about one of them. Maybe this is a bad topic.
No, it's not a bad topic.
I don't know.
The signal's down.
We have one phone call. Would you rather be Frangry or Michelle? Frangry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, Michelle.
It's okay. I don't want to be me either.
At least we agreed on that one. 201.
I take it back. I'd rather be me.
Good. 201. I don't take it back. I'd still rather be me.
I just thought about me being you, and it seems difficult to be you in my body.
Wait, but it would be my body.
But it would be my mind inside of you.
No, it would be my everything.
Oh, like your life?
Yeah.
Or mine? That's a hard question.
Wait, would it be like, or would it be you inside of me?
That, I couldn't handle that.
Why?
That seems really hard.
We don't look that different.
It's just like, I couldn't live your life as me.
Why? Well, it would be a very different life. This is not the show I had in mind.
Okay, would you rather have me spit in your mouth during the marathon?
Ay, ay, ay.
Or
what? Or what?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, you don't even have an or. Let me know when you have an or, and then I'll choose. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a really good would you rather.
Okay, go.
Okay, so, would you rather have all of the skin on the inside of your mouth is your skin on your entire body, so it's like wet saliva.
Ew!
Or would you rather be covered from head to toe everywhere on your body in whiteheads, so every time you sit down or do anything, it all pops?
You are a disgusting human being.
These are the hard-hitting questions. I should ask these questions.
Hold on, I'm thinking.
I think I'd choose the saliva.
I think I would too, because it's less embarrassing than sitting down and having pus squirt everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be quite fun in a slip and slide too.
Quite fun.
What's your name, sister?
Michelle.
Michelle?
One L or two?
One L.
That's the slutty one. Me too.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, slutty Michelle, you're on the list. Listen to the show at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye.
He said have a good one.
Oh, I'm glad I don't have white pus all over my body.
I mean, you'll never get laid. Right?
I mean, I could.
Nobody would get laid.
It's not true. If you're a guy, maybe, but a girl can always get laid.
That's true. That's a positive part of being a girl. 201-209-9368. Would you rather? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I have a question. I'm going to ask a question, but I promise it'll be clean. Would you rather have the gayest of gay tongues who definitely receives, or the sluttiest of slut daughters gets from a different guy every night?
Okay, can we just go over it? Because I'm not sure I heard it correctly. Did he say, would you rather have the gayest of gay guys, right?
No, the gayest of gayest sons.
Right, as a son. And he receives.
We'll definitely receive.
All the time.
Not sure it makes a difference to me if he receives or gives, but okay. Or a really slutty daughter.
Yeah, who gets different
types. I'd rather have a gay son.
Yeah.
Than a slutty daughter.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like everyone would. Therein lies the problem with having a daughter, right?
Yeah.
Maybe some dude who's really into incest would rather have a slutty daughter.
Oh my god, can you imagine? Ew, what the hell is wrong with you? Did you just say that out loud?
I didn't mean to.
You should not have said that out loud.
I didn't mean to.
You need to beg for forgiveness from our listeners.
No, I don't.
Or someone. God?
I forgive you.
Thanks.
Me?
No.
Ken?
Just saying.
Ew!
I don't condone it.
Why did your mind even go there?
I just thought, in what situation would it be really good to have a really slutty daughter? And I thought, oh, if you're a dude into incest.
Ew!
I don't know!
Man. Damn. 20 minutes in and we took it there.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, my goodness. All right, mister. Have a good one.
Now I feel weird.
I feel weird.
Did you say I'm scared?
I'm scared. No, I was going to say I'm scandalized.
I'm hungry, though. Okay, it's not that big a deal. It's just a joke. Not my best joke ever.
Not yet.
But a joke nonetheless.
It's really good to be here.
Someone posted a picture of themselves when they were little.
Ooh, this is a good one for Michelle.
I commented that they looked like a 50-year-old lesbian in the picture. Uh-huh. It was a little boy's
picture.
Like
on Instagram?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they never wrote me back. I didn't think they thought it was funny. And I thought it was hilarious.
I think it's funny, darling.
Thank you.
Mr. Johnny says, Michelle, would you rather give up oral sex or hot cheese?
Getting or giving?
I'm assuming getting.
Or pizza?
No. Oral sex or hot cheese?
I don't know.
Jake Cold says, I'm proud of my dead gay son.
But my son's a homosexual and I love him. I love that movie. That's my favorite movie.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi there, girls.
Hi.
This is my first call, and I'm calling you from the Hudson Valley. And I have an interesting would you rather.
Okay, I love the Hudson Valley.
And this is a fantastic connection.
Oh, well, that's good news.
Landline?
I'm calling on a cell phone, so
really?
All the better. Hey, listen, so my would you rather is this. Would you rather bitch slap Gwyneth Paltrow or Kim Kardashian?
Gwyneth Paltrow, because I love Kim Kardashian. And I'm I am not ashamed.
I just feel like Kim Kardashian is...
I'm sorry about that. Sorry.
I know. It's a little bit embarrassing, but you know what? I don't care.
I think Kim Kardashian's probably been bitch-slapped a lot, but I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow's been bitch-slapped enough.
Well, maybe you'd like to bitch-slap...
Frangry.
Bruce Jenner instead.
No.
No?
I don't want to bitch-slap any of the Kardashians.
Why?
I secretly like... Well, I guess it's not a secret. I like them.
Why? They're not funny or smart.
They're nice to each other.
Okay.
They have a strong family unit.
Oh, Jesus.
What? I like it.
Well, Gwen certainly deserves it, so...
Yeah, she's so annoying.
Well, now her husband's dating like a 23-year-old, so...
Yeah, that must suck.
Well, I love your show. And,
thanks.
You know, thanks so much for entertaining us.
Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you lovely ladies doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh, not much. I think I got a good one, okay?
All right.
All right, so would you rather have sex with your cousin in private, nobody knows, in secret, or have everybody think that you did? And everybody knows, but you didn't have sex with your cousin.
So...
Hmm.
Wait, have sex with him in private or have everyone think you did when you didn't?
Right, that's it.
I'd rather have sex with him, but I also have a cousin that I'm in love with.
I have a hot cousin,
getting laid,
too.
Though, right?
So. Yeah, I'm down with that. No problems here. Cheers.
Hey, I'm with you on that.
Have a good one, buddy.
That was a pretty good one.
You like that? I didn't say it. I should have gotten his name. That's what I was saying. I should have gotten his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A cheeseburger would be really good right now.
What are you eating tonight?
I think a cheeseburger.
Are you going out tonight?
I don't think so. Are you?
I think I'm just going to go to Brooklyn and hang out there. I mean, at an apartment, not out. Cosmic Kitty says, would you rather listen to Night People or Shut Up Weirdo? Is Night People still on?
Yeah, it's still on. It's a very different show than ours.
Yeah, how do you compare that? Guess what everyone on our comments board is answering? Shut Up Weirdo. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. Just said.
Hi, hey, Ted. Thank you so much for that gift. It was so thoughtful. Am I right about what it says?
Yes, you were right.
Yeah!
That's exactly it.
Was there a card or no card?
No. It wasn't.
Okay. I was supposed to guess?
I wanted you to guess. I mean, I figured you'd see my name on the box.
No, I knew it was from you, but was I supposed to guess what it said?
Yeah, I wanted you to.
It took me a minute, I won't lie. At first I was like, what? Thanks, Just Ted.
I'm actually a little surprised that you guessed it, but that's it.
What is that supposed to mean?
Huh?
You didn't think I was going to guess it?
Well, I thought you'd figure out that it was might be you. But
well, yeah, I mean, I knew it was my voice. I just didn't realize.
It took a minute, but.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was like, you know.
Yeah, but it is. Yeah. Have a good one.
That's so. Thank you so much. Honestly, that was really thoughtful.
No problem.
So what's up?
I'm glad you liked it. So I have a would you rather.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I had a couple, but this one I just thought of right now, so I thought I'll go with it. Would you rather be the best and most beloved 7 second delay caller or the most hated shut up weirdo caller?
Is there a such thing as beloved 7 second delay callers?
No.
Damn.
But, I mean, there's no Santa Claus either. Oh, wait, I should have said that.
I mean, it's hard for me to answer because we host Shut Up Weirdo, but I would say that it's an honor to be a hated Shut Up Weirdo caller because we don't hate many callers.
Do we hate any?
I hate some that I will not name.
I like the word notorious.
Notorious Shut Up Weirdo?
I also have a stud, if you...
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. Well, first of all, I think you should reconsider the fun offer, because...
The what?
Because Michelle went to the meetup, and so, you know, she took one for the team, so I think you gotta...
Hardly.
That's true.
You gotta Jillian Michaels up on that.
I was there for double the amount of time she was. Isn't that taking one for the team?
No, you wanted to do it.
I didn't want to do it.
I don't really want a phlegm globber in your mouth.
You don't? Thank God.
All right. Well, but I have something else that maybe is not as bad as that. But
all right. Come on. Spit it out.
So it combines the one from that one of the other callers thing. Instead of that, how about if Michelle shoots mini marshmallows into your mouth through a small tube?
You choke.
Like a blowgun.
Would I choke?
And then, huh?
Wait. Why are all the stunts about hurting me? Whatever we do, it has to hurt both of us.
Don't you love marshmallows?
That's gonna hurt.
You could choke on one. What was that crazy noise?
I don't know. What if I choke?
Well, then that would make great radio.
That's true. Except we won't be on the radio. We'll be on video.
Well, it'll go viral.
We'll see what happens. Thanks, Ted.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey there. Happy New Year.
You too. What's up?
Hey, I have a whatever for you.
Whatever.
Who would you rather be? Derek Jeter or David Bowie?
David Bowie. What kind of question is
Derek
that?
Derek Jeter sucks.
Every guy I ask says Derek Jeter.
Yeah, because they're loser guys.
Derek Jeter's...
I gotta get some new friends.
Every man at this station would say David Bowie, and there's no question.
Yeah.
Every man I know would say David Bowie.
Well, I guess that's why I listen to the radio.
All right, buddy. Happy New Year.
I hate Derek Jeter.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Steve from Staten Island.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
Okay, my would you rather is, would you rather have the most effed up, deformed face in the world,
mm-hmm.
or everyone in the world has the most effed up, deformed face except for you?
Everyone in the world has the most.
Wow. You have to look at them and then almost barf in your mouth all the time.
No, but you know what the worst part is? They're going to think you're the freak.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know if it would work.
What Either way, the... you're a freak, right? So I'd rather be a pretty freak. What? That's a normal response.
No, I guess it's true. Both of them would not be easy lives.
Either way, you're the freak. Well, but listen,
here's the kicker.
Listen,
yeah.
If everyone in the world has a deformed face and you're the only one with a pretty one, then you don't really have the pretty one. Maybe everyone else is pretty and you're the deformed one.
That's true. I didn't even think about it like that.
And if I choose none of the above.
You have to choose. That's the game.
I don't want to play.
You have to play.
No, I don't want to play this one.
You have to play. You have to choose.
Just your face.
This is a good one.
So, for instance, in this scenario, when I'm the pretty one and everyone's the deformed one, do I know I'm the pretty one or do I think I'm the freak because I don't look like everyone else? Therein lies the difference. Mm.
And you could have any guy you wanted, but they'd all be deformed.
No, because I couldn't have any guy I wanted because all the deformed people want to F each other and they won't want the weird girl who looks pretty. Do you see what I'm saying? Either way, you're screwed.
Yeah, but you might be like a prized oddity, you know?
Well, either way, you are.
True.
This is a hard one.
What's your name, buddy?
Steve from Staten Island.
Steve, you're on the list. You stumped us. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
All right, thanks.
Steve, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
What a jerk. I can't answer that one.
That's really hard.
I mean, either way, you're the weirdo. It's like, would you want to be different from everyone else in this way or this way?
I don't want to look like Mask.
Yeah, you'll look like... Oh, my God, I love that movie.
I know. I want to go home and watch it tonight.
I want to watch it tonight, too. Ooh, isn't it, like, on the internet?
Probably. Everything
And when she's trying to teach him about colors...
Sad.
Oh, breaks my heart. Breaks my heart every time.
Every time. Every single time.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. So would you rather date Ken Freeman or Andy Breckman?
Ken Freeman.
Please.
I mean, who's going to answer Andy Breckman?
Have you seen Ken Friedman?
Yeah. Have you seen Ken Friedman?
Okay. Fair enough. Can't argue with that.
That man is sexy. What? It's true. I'm allowed to say that on the radio about my boss. Who's going to stop me? My boss? It's Freeform.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll never get in trouble for sexual harassment.
It's true. I might get in trouble for sexual harassment.
You can still get in trouble for sexual harassment at Freeform Radio.
You know? Can?
Mm-hmm.
We do have a sexual harassment policy.
Uh-oh.
That nobody follows.
It's not true.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too. Peace.
Should we announce the Glenn Jones thing?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Is there, like, a thingy here about it?
Mm-hmm.
Where? Where is it? Is it here?
It's the first one. You can announce it.
Oh, where? Hey, everybody. Sunday, January 11th.
Sunday.
Glenn Jones and X-Ray Burns are having their holiday extravaganza at Monty Hall.
Downstairs.
Featuring live DJs, drinking, and live performances. It's from noon to 3. It's $5 to get in. And there's beer. And there's going to be a lot of drunk men. And I hear that maybe some women will be there. And I also hear that you have to get there early.
Why do you have to get there early?
Because apparently it's going to get so packed, the doors will close. That's a popular program.
That program is amazing.
I don't listen to FMU, but I hear that this program is quite popular.
Well, I know for a fact.
Better than us. I know you can't imagine. I know you can't.
You get so mad when you say it.
It is more popular
than
us.
Yeah, Glenn Jones is more popular than us.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
That party's going to be super fun.
Hard to imagine.
That party's going to be super fun.
We might come.
I'm just worried I'm going to be a little bit hungover from the day before.
Me too.
Because it's the holiday party.
It's true.
But anyway, everyone should come.
Let's just say it's going to be so good. I know someone who I will not name.
Whose birthday is today,
who has a hotel room down the block so that he can be here for the party on Sunday. That's an FMU fan, my friends. 201-209-9368. Tonight, we are playing Would You Rather. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, hi. I have a would you rather.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Would you rather stick your hand into a jar filled with salt and barbed wire or a bucket full of clean syringes?
Clean syringes?
Yeah.
Clean syringes. I feel like they'll hurt less.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt that much.
But you realize they go deeper, like they'd stab into your skin.
The yeah, but you're just putting your hand in. You. Nobody can tell you how fast to put your hand in. You're just placing your hand in there very slowly.
I think it would hurt less.
But you got what if you got to jam your hand in there? Oh, then the points could be sticking up too.
Now you're changing the details. I need to know what the ratio of salt is then. How much salt?
This would be a good marathon stunt.
Are you effing kidding me?
Except the syringes could be filled with, like, hepatitis.
Well,
are you kidding me right now?
Well, I didn't say AIDS.
Oh, well, then it's fine. The syringes can be filled with incest.
It would help heal.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Are you still playing Would You Rather?
Of course we are. Why would we stop?
That was a weird voice.
Okay, would you rather... Ready? Would you rather attend a Coldplay concert with Chris Christie, but you'd have to drive there listening to Coldplay in the radio, and it would be like in Iowa? Or would you rather go to a Nickelback concert with Jeb Bush?
I choose Coldplay with Chris Christie.
Chris Christie seems like he might...
He parties.
He'd probably buy you a steak.
He'd buy you an 8-ball.
But it would be with the Dallas Cowboys, so you'd have to drive to Dallas.
I don't even really know what that means, and I don't think that I care. What do I care about a Dallas Cowboy?
Because Chris Christie is a big Dallas Cowboy fan, and he's turned his back on the New Jersey Giants.
So what? Let the man have a good time. I'd go with Chris Christie to Coldplay. Only because I used to like Coldplay, like in college. So at least I would
Coldplay
know, like...
Coldplay was around when you were in college?
Yeah, at least I would know, like, a song or two.
You know, in our office, we have a veto on Coldplay. If Coldplay ever comes on the radio or whatever we're listening to, you get to immediately turn it off.
There's no Nickelback veto?
I like the way you say veto.
So far, no one has ever tried to play Nickelback. Mm.
All right, buddy, have a good one. Wait, Mr. Johnny has one on the comments board. Would you rather surrender? This is good, I think. Would you rather surrender or blow yourself up killing all your enemies? I think I'd rather go down a badass.
But if you surrender, you'll probably get tortured, right?
I mean, you'll get punished. I'd rather blow myself up killing my enemies and go down being a badass. But that's because I'm heartless.
Which one would hurt less?
Probably blowing yourself up because you'd die instantly,
I'd go
right?
for that one. I'm not a fan of pain.
I love this thing that I'm not really drinking because we're not allowed to drink in here.
Don't do that.
Sorry. I don't remember what number I was on. Hi, you're on the radio. Not that number. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Would you rather eat the toes off of a live puppy or have all of your fingers on one hand amputated?
I'd rather have my fingers amputated. This is the first time we've disagreed.
You'd rather have your fingers amputated than eat puppy?
I can't eat a live animal. That's disgusting. What's wrong with you?
What do you mean? I need my hands.
You're a horrendous human being.
I need my hands.
You're going to hell.
I need my hands.
Hell.
See you there.
Yes, I'm here.
What would you pick?
You thought I said, are you still?
I think I'd go with my own hands.
Yeah, see? Because we have hearts.
You know?
Who's heartless now, Michelle?
No, that doesn't make any sense at all. My life is hard enough.
How can you eat a live how do you even do
just
that?
Just puppy fingers. It's not a puppy.
How do you eat any part of a thing that's alive? Like, you have to bite him and he's going to be going... Like, it's the most horrendous thing I've ever imagined in my life, maybe.
No, it's not.
I feel like I might throw up. Remember when
someone would serve them
there?
To you. You wouldn't have to cut them off yourself.
No, that's not what he said.
You wouldn't have to cut the puppy hand off
Sir,
yourself.
Sir, can we have details about the situation?
Would someone serve you the puppy,
yeah,
like,
I'm
in a restaurant?
For, you know, like, go. It's got to be gruesome to make it a choice. So, you know, no knife, no fork, just...
Yeah, you got to bite them.
Teeth and stuff.
Yeah, disgusting. Plus, there's a nail at the end, and they're, like, all fat, and the little cute puppy's going to be crying, and you're going to take
how many
bites?
The puppy will be fine afterwards.
Puppies aren't that cute.
Okay, but listen, like, imagine how hard you're going to have to bite to get his finger off through the bone, and how many times you're going to have to chomp. It's like trying to saw someone's head off.
Could you be on, like, crystal meth or something?
No.
Nah, sober.
Sober.
What about getting your hands
sober.
Cut off?
Sober.
Hand cut off sober?
Do
sober.
It. Go ahead. I'd rather get my fingers cut off.
I'd
than
rather
eat
a puppy.
Dog.
I'd rather eat a puppy.
You are a sick human being.
No, I think you're a sick human being.
Well, me and him think you're a sick human being.
Well,
two against one.
What other people think about me is none of my business. That's what my therapist tells me.
Wait, really? She says to you, "What other people think about you is none of your business."
Yeah, like not. I don't have to worry about what other people think about me because it's none of my business.
Well, it's true. It is none of your business. But you still worry about it.
I can't. I'm not supposed to because it's none of my business.
So you're just not supposed to think about it?
I'll take that puppy now.
Take the puppy, you freakazoid.
It's not like it was a kitty.
Or cat.
Wait, if it was
or
a cat.
Baby.
If it was a cat, you wouldn't.
I mean, if it was a baby,
wait,
I wouldn't.
Wait, no, hold
do
on.
It.
If it was a kitty, would you choose your finger? Would you
that
do
would be
fingers?
A much harder choice.
Oh, my God. You are sick.
What? I just don't think dogs are that great. Everyone thinks dogs
it's
are that great.
It's not about a dog being great. It's about biting the appendage off of a living creature.
I just think maybe...
Sick.
Well, it's got to be a cute creature, too.
I am horrified.
I mean, I don't understand why you're so horrified, and now I feel like something's wrong.
Horrified. Horrified. Why is there a roll of toilet paper over there?
Why is there a bucket over there?
Where?
No, I'm just kidding.
Ew, I was about to throw up. All right, buddy, what's your name?
My name's Alex.
Alex, you're on the list because you were the first person to make she and I fight.
Well,
so
sorry to do it.
Listen to the... No, we're happy about it.
Like, what kind... If the puppy...
Here we go.
Okay. Like, if it was really furry, I think it would be harder to do than if it was, like, a puppy that didn't have a lot of fur. Like a husky...
Yeah,
versus
it's
like,
an effing husky, and he has blue
and
eyes.
That's different.
And he's white and really fluffy and so cute.
But if it was like a little,
What? If it was a Doberman Pinscher, you would bite it? Because it doesn't have fur?
Seems easier.
You're a horrifying human being.
You want to get your hand cut off with no drugs.
It's not your hand, it's your fingers.
Just watching your fingers get soft. There's no way you could handle that.
Yeah,
there's no way you could handle that.
I'd handle it better. At least it's my own pain. I'd rather have my own pain than give it to someone else.
Snap. I don't believe you.
I'm going to heaven.
No, you're not.
I would rather deal with it than give it to someone.
It's a puppy.
So what? His life matters as much as mine.
No, it doesn't. it doesn't. A puppy's like, if someone was standing here and there was a puppy and there was you, and the person said, I'm going to either shoot Frangry or shoot the puppy.
Well, obviously, I'd say shoot the puppy.
Right, because your life matters more.
Well,
so
even
don't
if
get all high and mighty about it.
Even if it was like a puppy. No, I
this is bogus.
I quit this show. I can't handle this. I'm horrified.
I'm horrified.
But this is torturing an animal. This isn't just killing one.
You're torturing
I'm sorry,
yourself.
Alex, should we let you go while we fight this out?
No. It's fine with me.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
You're just acting like you're so high and mighty and great, but you admit your life matters more than a puppy.
Hell yeah, it matters more.
And you don't think your hand matters more than a puppy's hand?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so there.
But I still choose to cut my fingers off.
What if the same...
Then to inflict harm onto an innocent animal.
Okay, what if the puppy...
Uh-huh.
It was either you eat the puppy's hand or that same puppy who's not so nice would eat your hand, like Cujo.
Oh, I'd kill him. But that's not the scenario we're talking about right now. That wasn't the scenario. It was which one would I... Would I eat him or would I lose mine?
If it was like a new puppy, the bones would be really soft. It wouldn't be that...
Ew! Oh, my God. Have a good one, Alex. You're on the list.
Have a good one, ladies.
I'm going to throw up.
I think that you're being high and mighty.
I'm not being high and mighty. I'm answering honestly.
I don't believe you.
I would rather lose my fingers than to bite the fingers off of a poor little doggy.
Someone bring us a puppy and a saw.
That's our marathon,
marathon stunt.
Oh my God, we're both going to hell.
I'm not going to hell. I'm being responsible for my own well-being.
Oh, man. Hi, you're on the radio.
All right, given some of the recent past tension, I have a bit of a challenge round for my what if.
Okay, go.
What if is, would you rather have one of your hands banged with a hammer, like smashed with a hammer,
mm-hmm.
super hard by like a big person, or would you rather see your favorite pet die?
Hand.
I'd kill Jeffrey.
Get the hell out of my studio. Get up and go. You're dead to me. It's over between us. Give me back the drugs I gave you.
What drugs?
Okay, here's an easier one. Would you rather have a cheeseburger or two slices of pepperoni pizza?
We've already played this game on the air.
No, we've never played.
We didn't play cheeseburger or pizza?
We just talked about playing cheeseburger or pizza.
Tonight?
Wait, really?
I would choose pizza. Yeah, that was a topic. Believe it or not, we talked about doing that as a topic.
Well, that's a good... That's a good topic.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's a very contentious topic.
I think it's a good topic.
There are so many pros to each of those options. I mean, actually, each one of those could be their own sub-show. In fact, you could just have the cheeseburger show and just the pepperoni pizza show.
I forgot his question.
I'm just mad because Robin said Jeffrey's time is up pretty soon anyway, isn't it?
I am surprised Jeffrey's still alive. Maybe you should swallow Jeffrey for the
marathon.
I mean,
he's probably going to die, soon, right?
Why don't you swallow Jeffrey during the marathon?
What is a beta fish's shelf life?
Your fishes live much longer than most beta fish.
It's up to, I think we're at 3 years now. Maybe more?
You should drink him during the marathon.
I'm not going to drink him. I love him. He's so cute.
He is cute. I do like Jeffrey.
He wiggles.
I know. I like Jeffrey.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
What's the answer then? What if you had to either see Jeffrey die
or
get your hand slammed by like a big person with a big hammer? Bam. And like, you know, you'd
okay,
have to
honestly,
feel your hand.
On this one, I'd see Jeffrey die. Puppy's different. I don't know why.
See you in hell.
Puppy's different.
See you in hell, bitch.
That fish's brain is the size of a needlehead. He wouldn't even know the difference.
He's your pet.
I love him. That's the thing. This question isn't so much about the animal. It's about the love that you feel for it in your heart.
If I didn't have my hand, I couldn't do my job. And I wouldn't be able to pay for Jeffrey's food. See how I did that?
It's a sad show. Thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio. I drank all my beer.
Actually, I was thinking, since everyone's going to hell, where would you rather go? Heaven, because it's going to be really boring, or hell, where all the cool people are, and you just have to deal with
heaven.
Heaven seems really relaxing.
I would go to heaven and like lay on a cloud and like drink champagne.
I'm going
to
be in heaven on a cloud.
You can do whatever you want in heaven. That's the point of heaven.
That's the point of heaven.
No, you're wrong, buddy. You're completely wrong. Heaven is you get everything you've ever wanted.
You guys don't know how heaven works.
Do you know how heaven works?
Well, how can you get everything you ever wanted? If, like, what if you're a gay guy? You can't go to heaven because then God will say you can't sleep with men.
Who said that? God doesn't care.
Yeah, he does.
The Bible.
That's different. Bible isn't the God. Bible is people who are writing a bunch of crap.
I'd go to heaven.
God didn't write the Bible.
Abide by the rules of whichever nonsense guy you believe in.
I'll go to heaven and I'm going to lay on a cloud.
I'm going
to
lay on a cloud.
And I'm going to drink champagne. That's my heaven.
The clouds in the heaven
surrounded by puppy paws.
Eternity is a long time.
That would be so fun. What are you talking about? With my buddies? Me and Michelle up there drinking champagne, laying on clouds? Topless? That's like the greatest thing I've ever thought of in my life. That sounds fantastic. We would laugh so hard.
I don't know.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Who's winning?
I have two people on my list. Hi. Okay. I have Steve with the deformed versus pretty debate.
That one was so hard.
And then Alex with the puppy fingers versus your own hand, because we really got to talking on that one.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. Oh, would you rather be buried alive or burned alive?
Ooh.
God, both of those are
awful. That's awful.
Pretty bad choice.
I'd rather be buried alive, because then I could be like Uma Thurman and Kill Bill and dig my way out.
I don't know. I mean, if you just took a match and put it by your finger and feel how much that hurts, can you imagine being burned alive?
I couldn't imagine being burned alive.
Oh, anyway.
I'm not even choosing. Have a good one. Wait, you... No.
What's wrong?
There's... No.
There's horrible things?
Yeah.
What are they?
Frangry. Oh, no.
What?
Would you rather torture a puppy to death?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I can't. Say the rest.
Or
burn pancake.
You have to choose.
I mean, I think I would have to choose burning pancake.
No way.
I can't torture a live animal.
You can't burn pancake.
Other people can torture them so I can eat them later, but I don't want to have to do it. What? What would you choose?
Well, I don't care about pancake that much.
I know, but if you did, hypothetically.
Well, I have a lovey.
Okay, so, Michelle, would you rather torture a puppy to death or burn lovey?
I mean, I'm not going to burn my lovey.
You're going to torture a live puppy to death.
I don't think it'd be hard to torture a puppy.
It's not hard. You wouldn't cry.
I mean, I'd cry.
You wouldn't be effed up for the rest of your life.
I wouldn't torture a kitten.
Wow.
I just think puppies, like, they're dumb. They're just not that great.
This topic is making me... I feel so uncomfortable. I feel like I'm having to choose between things I don't want to choose.
I really didn't realize how much I didn't care about puppies until tonight.
I didn't realize how much I did care about puppies until tonight.
And I didn't realize
what a sociopath I was until tonight. I don't know what to do with these emotions.
I guess you need to get a puppy.
Here's one. Would you rather be a urologist or a gynecologist?
Gynecologist.
Because then you can deliver babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a miracle of life.
Yeah. Oh, this is just, I don't feel good about myself.
Why? You could be a gynecologist.
No, it's the rest. Oh, God.
What's wrong?
Off the hook. What's up? You're on the air.
It's so nice to hear you back.
Yay.
This is one hell of a show. So,
thanks.
Give me the puppy. I work with my hands every single day. I'll bite all four paws off a puppy.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry. But you got to be pragmatic.
You're horrifying.
I just don't... It's true.
My hands make money, and puppies don't make me money.
They don't make any money.
It's honest and it's logical.
You could lose your left hand.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. Okay. So do
have
you
a
have
good one, ladies? Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Robin says, "I'm beginning to think Michelle has already tortured puppies."
I killed a bird once.
Hi, you're on the radio. Like, on purpose?
Yeah, hi.
How? Wait. No, wait. No, you have to... Hold on. Michelle?
I didn't really kill a bird.
Michelle just confessed on the air that she killed a bird.
I didn't really kill a bird.
Are you lying?
Oh. Okay. Well, I mean, I think I've accidentally killed a few birds.
Me too, accidentally.
Yeah, me too, accidentally. So, buddy, what's your would you rather?
So would you rather be... like an evergreen tree and keep your leaves all year round, but you have really thin, stupid leaves, or would you rather be a deciduous tree?
Oh, you're so cute.
With like big, floppy leaves, but then you lose them in the winter.
You are so sweet.
I would rather have the big, floppy, gorgeous leaves that I lose in the winter.
Yeah, but then you're like totally naked for like
We like being naked.
I can handle it. I'd rather be at my best for half the year and be at my worst for the other half than to be, meh, average for the whole year.
I'd rather think of questions like this.
Yeah, what's your name, buddy?
You're sweet.
My name is Richie. I have another question.
Yeah?
Would you rather be in a band that makes really, really, really great music, but no, like not too many people are noticing you, or would you rather be in like a band that, you know, like other people write your songs and everyone knows it, but for some reason...
Again, like, I choose quality over quantity.
Me too.
Hey, Richie, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour and you might win a free t-shirt. In fact, as of right now, you are winning the free t-shirt.
My friend Jude's going to be so jealous.
Oh, yeah, I like it. All right, have a good one. That was so cute.
He's cute. That was so sweet.
I think I love him.
What kind of tree would you rather be?
One with really big, beautiful leaves.
That loses them half the year.
Or one that has really lame ones all the time. So cute. Hi, you're on the radio.
The other people are like, would you rather kill a puppy?
Would you rather?
Yeah, we are, unfortunately.
Okay, great. I got one. I'm discussing with my girlfriend here. Would you rather go and put your finger in 100 people's ears, or have 100 people put their finger in your ear?
Ew!
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I think I'd rather have 100 people put their finger in my ear.
Oh, God.
Because I don't really want 100 people's earwax on my fingertip.
This is disgusting.
I'd rather have my earwax on theirs.
No, but they have, like, gross, dirty diseases, and they're just, like, picking their noses and their butts, and then they put it in your ear without washing their hands.
I don't care. I stick by my answer. I stick by my answer.
I don't like this one. This is disgusting.
I stick by my answer.
This is the grossest thing ever.
Answer one. Answer it, Michelle.
I'm not answering.
You have to.
I'm not answering.
You have to. You made me answer when I didn't want to.
I'll kill the puppy.
No, we're not talking about puppies here. We're talking about fingers and ears.
I'm not answering.
You have to answer.
It's disgusting.
You have to answer.
You can't make me do anything. There was one you didn't answer.
You're out of here.
I'm a tree.
This is a very important question, though.
She won't answer. What do you want from me?
Deeper than you think.
I might.
Ugh. Let's ask Billy Jam.
Ugh.
Billy Jam, we're playing Would You Rather tonight. Would you rather have 100 people put their fingers in your ear, or would you rather put your finger in 100 people's ears?
I think I'd rather do it.
Billy Jam would rather put his finger in other people's ears.
Well, yeah, that's obvious.
Why is that obvious?
Well, because, you know, the physiology of it. Why would you want something in your ear when, you know, you could just...
Well, I chose the other one.
It's your ear canal.
Yeah, you can wash your finger.
You can wash your finger off.
You can wash your finger off.
You can get your ear cleaned.
It's like spreading inside
of you. I don't want to touch anyone's insides ever.
People want to touch yours.
I know, but I'm a girl. That's the nature of the game around here.
Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to say here.
So are you saying
he's actually...
Wait, are you making a point that women would rather... Wait, what am I saying? Women would rather get fingers in their ears and men would rather put fingers in ears?
No. What I'm saying is
that... Because
that's
a genius point.
Yeah. All of a sudden.
If you would rather have people put fingers in your ear, then you're probably more promiscuous.
I am not promiscuous.
He called you a slut.
Did you just call me a slut? I'm not a slut. I'm just a woman. So I'm used to people putting things in me.
He called you a slut.
He called me a slut. I kind of love him.
I mean, I'm just saying that the discussion we're having.
No, wait, I think my theory is right. That women would rather get it in their ears and men would rather give it.
I don't know if that's true.
I think I might be right. I'm going to start taking a poll. What's your name, buddy?
My name is Soul Patch.
All right, Soul Patch, you're on the list.
All right, we got to go.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I love the show.
Thanks. All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, we could do maybe one more fast one.
But they're not fast.
Okay, then I don't think we can do one. But
I kind of want to give Soul Patch a t-shirt.
Me too. He called you a slut.
Wait, what? You want to give him a t-shirt because he called me a slut?
No, I'm just kidding. I liked his whole...
His question was very good.
Very insightful.
Yeah.
made you think about
Can
gender dynamics?
Because it's the new year and we missed 3 weeks.
I'd love for you to give two.
All right, then Richie, you win a free T-shirt.
Richie with the tree,
we really liked you. Email me your T-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. And again, for you, Soul Patch, you both win free T-shirts. T-shirt size and mailing address, shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
Richie's friend Jude's going to be so jealous.
That was really fun.
Super fun. I'm glad to be back.
I love this show.
All right. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WFMU Mount Hope, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9, and online at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam, and we'll be back next week with another hit show.
Bye, weirdos. Bye, weirdos.
Life's journey is really about the people who touch us. I was speechless. And although intellectually I get it, I'm a public figure, I have a public job, I'm battling cancer, hopefully I'm inspiring, at my gut level, I really didn't think that I belonged with those great people. But I listened to what Jim Valvano said 21 years ago. The most poignant 7 words ever uttered in any speech anywhere. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Those great people didn't. So to be honored with this, I now have a responsibility to also not ever give up. I'm not special. I just listened to what the man said. I also realized something else recently. You heard me kind of allude to it in the piece. I said, I'm not losing. I'm still here. I'm fighting. I'm not losing. But I gotta amend that. When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
Prophets preach while lay people are lost leeching. We pay and pray to a liege, accepting defeat on our knees. Speechless, we have been breached, slain and laid. Lord, people in teachers' lane, needing more than just a savior. Screaming, God himself won't save ya. Have you forgotten to care for people? Show me the scale and that it's equal. Show empathy for the people, and they may show you sympathy. When you're grab flung and pitchforked, bound together with your flock, stockpiled and whipped raw, then you'll scream for the common law. It's apathy at the apogee, not an apology for the catastrophe, and it's a pitiful use of philosophy. If you ask me, prophets preach while lay people are lost leeching. We pay and pray to a liege, accepting defeat on our knees. Speechless, we have been breached, slain and laid. Lord, people in teachers' lane, needing more than just a savior, screaming God himself can't save ya. When you're torn from your abode, defenseless, they hack until the bone relentless. You're left without knowing, it's seeming senseless to manifest meaningless pennies for his highness. It's high time the tide change. Now's the time
to use brains, you gotta take the reins and steer your steed. Their army to hand me, there's no complete. It's audibly clear what you hear in this street. Crucial, we don't get down to their beat. Brutal, being bound by defeat as we slave days to lay away feed. We are the slaves that lay awake at night and pray that master dies. That dog, he waits for the break and escapes toward the horizon line. If we could only escape and retake what was ours, to again feel like you do belong on these shores. Feel free to think, be, and harvest once more. Instead of fleeing, sinking we on a ship that sails eternally poor. Prophets preach while their people are last leeching. We pay and pray to a liege, accepting defeat on our knees, speechless. We have been breached, slain and laid. Law people in teachers' lane, needing more than just a savior. Screaming God himself won't save ya.
I don't know, but I ask the Lord. I don't know, but I ask the Lord.
God himself won't save you.
When will we be free? Soon and very soon, because you shall reap what you sow. When will we be free? Soon and very soon, because no lie can live forever. When will we be free? Soon and very soon, because mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage when the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! His truth is marching on.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
To the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh, now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh. We'll cry glory, oh. Oh,
every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will